Welcome to another message from Charles Millett Ministries. For more information, contact Christian Provision Ministries at 919-774-9462 or visit us online at www.christianprovision.com.
It's Great Expectations on your radio.
Get clear.
Let's get clear, y'all.
Get focused.
Let's get focused.
Get moving. Great Expectations. Charles Millett,
yeah, with the Bishop
Charles Millett.
You're rocking with the Bishop
Charles Millett. Great Expectations.
So I want to talk about breakthrough celebration tonight. Touch two people and say breakthrough celebration. Now y'all don't sound like y'all want it to be that, you know. Come on, say it like you really believe it. That, put some anointing in it. Yeah, breakthrough celebration, okay? Now, as we have been talking about this and continuing to share, remember, there's something you got to get. It's your responsibility to become the best version of yourself that you can be. Everything that you're sitting on and you're hearing about breakthrough, the responsibility rests upon each one of us. No matter what I hear, what's been shared, what God communicates, at the end of the day, I have to ask myself, now, Bishop, what you gonna do? Okay, and what you're gonna do, that responsibility comes back on me. And I'm excited about assuming the responsibility to be the best version of myself, because that means that I don't have to leave it in the hands of anybody else to do that. And I'm grateful to God that I can be the best version of my breakthrough. You can be the best version of your breakthrough. It is your responsibility to be the best version of your breakthrough. And with the breakthrough celebration, I gave you some things last week that I just want to hit again that are associated with breakthrough. And Webster talks about it like this: a military movement or advance all the way through and beyond an enemy's frontline defense. All right. Also, an act or an instance of removing or surpassing an obstruction or restriction. The overcoming of a stalemate. Any significant or sudden advance, development, achievement, or increase that moves a barrier to progress. So this is what we are celebrating, God, y'all. We are celebrating movement. We are celebrating God giving us victory over our enemy's front line. We are celebrating God moving and surpassing any obstruction or restriction that's designed to keep us stuck. Spinning our wheels. We're celebrating any sudden advance, development, achievement, or increase that removes any and every barrier associated with any progress that God actually has for our life. And so tonight, there are two breakthrough points of power or celebration of points of power that I want you to get. And number one is raise your praise. In other words, celebrate hearing the word of God. And then number two, anticipate and participate. You got to release your faith forward. So raise your praise, anticipate, and participate, all right? Those are the things connected to our breakthrough celebration. So in our scriptural reading on tonight, the writer said, look here, he says, I rejoice when I hear the word of God. It's like being able to be a person that's capturing or taking spoil. It's like, I rejoice when I hear the word of God, because hearing the word of God is nothing but victory for me. It does something to me. Now, y'all, that's powerful, because he said something happens when I hear the word of God. What he is saying is when I get revelation, revelation causes something to happen in my life. Something happens when I hear the word of God. I can't hear the word of God and it do nothing to me. The word of God is designed to provoke a response. And he says, listen, ain't nobody got to make me do it. He says, I do it. I assume the responsibility to celebrate, glory to God, to be the best version of myself concerning my breakthrough. He said, I rejoice at your word. Why? Because revelation is the key to your elevation. And there's nothing more revealing than the word of God. The word of God has a unique ability to show things to you that you could not see, to allow you to embrace things that were difficult for you to embrace without the word of God revealing things to you. So something happens. Something happens, y'all, when you hear this right here, when you get it. That's why I ought to be excited, and you ought to be excited every day about the opportunity to spend time with God in the Word. Because this is my breakthrough celebration. Tell somebody and say, breakthrough celebration. Tell them again, revelation is a key to your elevation. Do y'all remember when the angel Gabriel came to Mary, the mother of Jesus, and said to her, you're going to conceive. You're going to be pregnant with child, a male child, and this child shall be the savior of all mankind. And Mary's like, how in the world is this going to be? And I'm a virgin. And the angel said, the power of the Holy Spirit is going to come upon you and overshadow you. And that's what's going to happen. In other words, revelation hit her. She didn't know how this could happen. But the word of God came to her through the angel Gabriel and told her, you might as well rejoice now. Because this word is designed to do for you what you could not do for yourself. And when the word of God was revealed to her, she shifted her whole conversation. She no longer was, how can this thing be? She said, be it done unto me according to your word. Revelation is a key to your elevation. God tells us where we can go ahead and start celebrating it. God doesn't talk to you about anything that he doesn't intend to do, that he does not intend to reveal. The power of God came upon the woman, and just like the angel Gabriel said, revelation hit her, and she shifted everything. Be it done unto me. The angel was literally telling her, you ain't here just to be pretty for Joseph. You here for a purpose. And this word has been tailor-made just for you. But everything shifted. You could be at one place in your life dealing with whatever you may be going through and hear this word, and this word shifts everything. But how does it shift? By what you do with it. So you and I, y'all, we can't just have the month of April talking about breakthrough if we ain't gonna celebrate what we've been talking about. We can't sit up under this the whole month and sit up under it and then not do anything with it. And the writer is telling us, what are you going to do with what you've been hearing all month? I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to celebrate. Touch two more people and tell them, it's breakthrough celebration time for you. The same way God's hand was upon Mary, the mother of Jesus, when she got that word, the same way God's word or God's hand is upon you. You got to open your spirit to it. Our spirit has to be open to what the word of God is revealing to us. So the Holy Spirit is designed to speak to our spirit, to get us to open up our heart and open up our life so he can lead us into what God is saying. I love what the word does. I rejoice over the word because there are times when I think I can't do certain things, and then I hear the word of God, and the word of God helps me to do and to believe that I can accomplish what I was struggling with. So all I got to do is when I hear it, God, I thank you for it. I receive it in the spirit in which it has been given because it has been given to me to strengthen me. So God's word comes into my life and your life to help us accomplish what you couldn't do on your own. So what I'm going to do, just go ahead and start rejoicing. You can't sit around and wait for the knock to come on the door and you say, who is it? And it's like, be glad today. No, you might not get no knock at the door talking about be glad is here. You got to create your own gladness. I choose to rejoice when I hear the word of God. Woo, glory to God. Rejoicing opens the door for what God is speaking in my life and in your life to come to pass. It's celebration time. What do you like to do on your birthday, your anniversary, your graduation? You don't want nobody showing up, bringing no buttermilk to your birthday party? Huh? You don't want nobody showing up for your anniversary with lemons, everything all sour? And who wants to go to a celebration where it's just simply boring? This is supposed to be a celebration. You ever been to a celebration and it's a celebration with somebody and you got to try to like get everybody in the celebratory mode, celebratory. Come on, it's a celebration. Y'all know we need to be celebrating. And people looking around like, what we going to celebrate? What we going to celebrate? That's why you ought to handpick who you invite to your party. See, don't invite folk to your party that get there and don't want to celebrate. And then you sit around with your lips stuck out wondering why they don't celebrate. Don't invite them. You don't expect no invitation from me. Now, your mouth can be twisted. You can be upset. You don't have to like it. But why am I going to invite you to a celebration just for you to come and sit on the celebration? They came to the party and didn't eat. No. That's why Jesus said, look here, when it comes to the house of God, don't spend all your time trying to get people to come to church who don't celebrate wanting to be in church. He said, go into the hedges, go into the highways, go into the byways, and compel them to come. Folk that ought to be rejoicing over the dinner table. People who know how much God has done. We shouldn't have to get us in church and try to get us to say thank you and wave your hand. Now, it would be different if you all were a part of a church where the teaching was that you don't do that, or there's no reason to do that, or there is no mention of that. But you're part of a house of worship that exemplifies that, exhorts that, encourages that. And as good as God has been to you, how can you come to the house of praise and then you have no praise to contribute to the house? Lord have mercy. I wish I had a few people right now. You know, and a lot of times, y'all, I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen. I'm teaching better than you, clapping your hands better than you say, but I can't let that stop me. That's why up here once in a while I'll tell a joke, I'll get happy, I'll do something silly, I'll do something to make me laugh, because I can't be up here expecting to be happy only what I get from you. I rejoice when I read it. See, before I ever preach it to you, I go ahead and get what I need in case you don't give me nothing back. I'm not disappointed. But you can't let that bother you. Because there were 10 lepers that Jesus healed. And when he healed them, he said, go show yourself to the priest. And only one out of the 10 came back to tell God thank you. So you got to learn, listen, you got to learn, oh Lord, you got to learn how to appreciate what God gives you if there ain't a whole bunch of people to celebrate with you over that. Well, Jesus didn't get discouraged. He did ask the question, where are the other nine? He did say, where are the other nine? But he said, I'm not going to let the nine that didn't show back keep me from enjoying what the one is giving me. So I don't have time to sit around and not be able to rejoice over the word because I see you with something that I don't have yet. You can't wait for the preacher to make you happy. The Bible don't say, I rejoice when the preacher started preaching. No, I rejoice at the word. And I don't really have to have the preacher to preach it because I can go get it for myself. So that when Bishop go to the beach, you know, the kind of people that can't rejoice over the word are the kind of people that hear that the pastor not going to be there on Sunday. And they be like, oh, I'm not going Sunday. Oh, I heard he ain't going, I ain't going tonight. And that's why the only reason you get happy over the personality. When you should get happy over the person of the word. And that's why I hate it in this hour when people just compare church and what's happening. Stop going to church trying to, you know, just look, just trying to find a perfect church. Just get still and find the perfect God, because you're not going to find a perfect church. But he healed 10 and one came back to say thank you. So sometimes, I think I told Bishop Upchurch this yesterday, and I was doing some training with him and Pastor Denise. And I said, Bishop, you know, we were talking ministry. I said, you know what? I said, you know what the Lord rewards you with as soon as you get over one challenge? And Pastor Denise said, she started laughing. Said, what are you going to give me? I said, he rewards you with your next challenge. That's why you gotta rejoice right here. Revelation. God reveals things to me that I didn't know. Mary didn't know that she could do that. She said, I'm a virgin. What are you telling yourself that you are? That causes you to think that you can't do what God put in your spirit. See, when God puts something in your spirit, see, oh Lord, have mercy. When God puts something in your spirit, the job of the Holy Spirit is to reinforce that. To tell you, you can do it. You can accomplish that. But I rejoice. I rejoice when I hear the word. So God sends his word to help me to accomplish things in my life on the behalf of God. Things that I couldn't do on my own, but that's why I can do all things through Christ. Because the Holy Spirit and this word enables me to do things for God. You ever looked at a person that does a lot or has a lot of responsibility and ask yourself, how does she do that? How does he do that? How do they do that? Somebody might look at you and say, how do you manage two or three offices? How do you blah, 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 blah? And really the truth of the matter is, on your own, you can't do that. But, oh, glory to God. But because you're a child of God, you got something that enables you. There's a grace on you to do what other folk look at you and wonder, how in the world can she do that? Glory to God. There's a grace to be able to do it. Remember in the beginning, y'all, that God created. How did he create? He said, let there be light, and there was light. He created it because he spoke it. If you're struggling with how God created the beginning, let me help you with it this way. God said, let you be promoted. And guess what happened? Glory to God. God said, let your life be better. And guess what happened? Your little life done got better. Because God's word has the creative power to transform us. It's breakthrough celebration. God said, celebrate what I said the breakthrough gonna be. How many of y'all before you got saved were people that liked music? Okay. Now you're telling your business. I'm not telling it. How many of y'all kind of, you know, like to get your groove on a little bit? Huh? How many of y'all like to party just a little bit? Huh? Praise the Lord. Do you remember those days when nobody else felt like they wanted to and you may have just had to dance with yourself? You know what you were doing? You were hearing something what nobody else hearing. You were seeing something what nobody else seeing. And you just said, you know what? I got the whole flow to myself. And that's how it is sometimes when you come in the house of God. You can't look around and say, well, as soon as she clap, I'm going to clap. As soon as he say amen, I'm going to say amen. As soon as they get up, no. You know what? Ain't nobody else. I hear something. I see something. I got this whole altar to myself. Thank you, Jesus. You can't really praise God like you want to all the time when it's crowded. And every once in a while, the Lord will hit you and tell you, go for it. And you look around looking for somebody. And God trying to say, girl, you got all the space you need. You couldn't shout. Last week, you couldn't even shout like that. You got all loud. And they were looking at you like, be still. Now you got the whole altar waiting on somebody to help you. Touch two people and say, breakthrough celebration, breakthrough celebration. Now, y'all. If God said your life is being promoted, you're being promoted, Now, you might still look the same on the outside. But if the Lord said you are promoted spiritually, you got to go for it. See, you got to understand something. See, your natural body is here, but your spirit man be way out there. And don't think it's strange when your natural body be trying to catch up with where your spirit man is at. That's how it's supposed to be. It's not supposed to be your natural man way out there and your spirit man back here trying to figure out. No. My natural man always trying to catch up with what God is saying to me. I read something in this word that's bigger than I am, larger than I am, greater than I am, and my spirit will leap. And then my natural man be going through stuff trying to catch up. Glory to God. God wants us to get this thing, y'all. And it might look like it's still. It might still look the same on the outside. But if God says it's changed, it's changed. Well, the doctor said I'm sick. Well, his word said I'm healed. Now, the x-ray might show this, but his word say that. That's when that spirit man is way out front. Or that natural man tell, I'm already healed. Now you catch up. Because I don't have time to lay down like I'm sick. I got to get up and live my life. Now you catch up when you get it. Oh, Lord, who am I talking to in here? Boy, I wish there were about 40 people that would praise him just a little bit tonight. Because, see, when you do that, everything, the great thing about it is everything else in your life has to line up with it. It's not my job to go make everything else line up when God speaks something over my life. When God speaks something over my life, I respond to what God speaks, and everything else is responsible to responding to what God said, let there be. That's why when it's your time to get the job, folk that are supposed to promote you, they won't even be able to sleep the night before if they ain't done made up their mind to promote you. It ain't your job to be standing outside their house knocking on the door talking about, you know what the Lord told me to tell you? No. Everything else has to line up, y'all. Are you listening to me? When you're where God wants you to be, everything else associated with it has to line up. You can't go where you want to be and then try to get everything else to line up. Look at your neighbor and say, I received this tonight. It's a breakthrough celebration here. Since God said it, Bishop, it's already my reality. So I celebrate what God has already said. God said this is breakthrough celebration, so I'm going to go ahead and praise God for my breakthrough celebration because I know it's coming on every hand and on every side. That's my reality. And when it's my reality, I respond to it like it is. Because God said it, and it is so. And if God says I have it, guess what? I have it. Tell your neighbor, if God said you got it, you got it. And see, sometimes God's people are like this. If I don't see it, I don't have it. But just because you don't see it physically does not mean that you don't have it. Hebrews 11:1 says, whoo, glory to God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. It's the substance of things not seen. Faith is your title deed. I don't see it physically, but faith is mine. That's what I see in the spirit. How many of y'all own your car or own your own house? How many of y'all own anything with your name on it? You know what makes it legally yours? Huh? You know what makes it legally yours? The paperwork. I don't even have to know you and can come and try to take it. But the paperwork is what solidifies who it really belongs to. And that's what your faith is. Your faith, when God speaks something, is your paperwork in the realm of the spirit. And when the devil is trying to take it, what is it that you use to say this is mine? It's my faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Romans 4:20, because praise is the language of faith. Abraham started praising God. Like he said, you know what? I'm not going to stagger at the promise of God. I don't see it physically, but I'm praising him like it's already happened spiritually. Well, Bishop, what do I do until I get the physical manifestation? I'm glad you want to know. Your faith is a connector. Your faith is a connector. That's my legal document. You can't just let the devil have your children when they're going through you. Oh, whoa. No, them your children. Go to the hospital. Look at the paperwork. So it is in the realm of the spirit. We got to have something, y'all. We got to have something that makes you celebrate. And I release my faith to thank him for it while I'm waiting on it to materialize. Well, Bishop, how in the world I'm going to do that? When you hear the word, get happy. Choose to rejoice. Get glad about what's coming. Tell your neighbor, praise him in advance is what you're going to do. So the word of God is, it's like, be it done unto you according to your faith. Not God's faith, your faith.
Get clear. Let's get clear, y'all.
Get focused.
Let's get focused.
Get moving. Great expectations.
Charles Millett Ministries would like to thank you for listening to this message. We pray that the favor of God continues to elevate your life. Our mission is to get clear, get focused, and get moving. If you want more information about our ministry, please contact Christian Provision Ministries at 919-774-9462 or visit us online at www.christianprovision.com.
Yeah, you on with the Bishop
Charles Millett.
Yeah, with the Bishop
Charles Millett.
You rocking with the Bishop
Charles Millett. Great expectations.